Beethoven, today's spokesperson for the classical period, is a composer who certainly needs no introduction. And yet, our popular image of Beethoven is somewhat one-sided. We tend to think of Beethoven as this super heroic, rebellious guy, shaking his fist at fate. You know, fate, how dare you? Beethoven, the deaf composer who beat the odds and wrote music despite being deaf. I mean, yeah, that is pretty heroic. So you can see why Beethoven would be thought of as heroic. And a lot of his music does do the shaking his fist at fate thing, like especially the Third Symphony and the Fifth Symphony. Big, heroic, dramatic pieces that thunder at the heavens. But there was another side to Beethoven as well. Even the most heroic superhero doesn't feel like shaking his fist at fate all the time. Sometimes he's in a more mellow and dreamy mood. And even Beethoven had mellow and dreamy moods. And today's piece, the first movement of the Moonlight Sonata, shows Beethoven in one of those more dreamy and contemplative moods. Although the third movement of the Moonlight Sonata, which I'm not playing today because it's fiendishly difficult, the third movement does show Beethoven in the good old familiar fist-shaking mood. The first movement, which I am playing today, is much dreamier and more gentle and thoughtful. In fact, in certain ways, the piece already looks ahead to the upcoming music historical period, Romanticism, which started in the early 19th century, so while Beethoven was still alive. And in its dreaminess and mood of longing and gentle wistfulness, it's actually quite romantic in many ways.